Oh, hi, Scott.
Hey, how are you, Steve?
I am well and excited that August 25th through the 27th, you are resurrecting a great dog show, but arguably doing even more with it as this dog show becomes an event. Can you talk about it?
You know it, Steve. This has always been a tradition in Chicago. I mean, how far back? When we were kids, I used to go all the time. It was so much fun to go out to the show. And when it went away, I think it was just like, you know, it was like a punch in the arm. It's like, what happened? It was so much fun for families to do, to go down. It was, you remembered it every year. You got to meet new people. That's where, you know, you found your dog. That's where I got hooked on showing dogs years and years ago. So it was always a tradition. When it went away, it was like something was missing. And when we decided to resurrect it, we decided to go big, Steve. There was no reason to go small. When we have a city like Chicago, we wanted to make this an event that everybody would remember. And those parents that have missed bringing their kids there, they can bring them out and remember their childhood.
All right. Now, aside from the dog show itself, which, by the way, I want to talk about, it will be including about how many breeds, including breeds you might not even know about, and how many individual dogs will be there.
There's going to be hundreds of dogs, Steve. And the difference is, now they're not just going to be running around in a ring and showing like you see on TV sometimes after Thanksgiving. Our friend David Fry announces that after Thanksgiving.
Yes.
It's not going to just be that, though, Steve. It is so much more. So the American Kennel Club is bringing in the AKC Meet the Breed. And that's not where dogs are spending their day getting shown. That's where they want, you know, and people get nervous and, you know, everybody's antsy about getting ready and making sure their dogs look perfect for the ring. This gives a chance for them, these breeders from around the country, just to sit with you, talk with you, tell you all about the breeds that they love so much. You get to hug them, cuddle with them, play with all these dogs. It's a totally different experience than you've ever seen before.
I'm not sure hugging a dog that you've never met before is a good idea, but I get the gist of what you're saying. So if you're 98 years old and looking for a dog, a border collie might not be right for you, but you can ask. You can ask the person there at who has the border collies, is this dog a good dog for me? Or maybe you're thinking about, okay, you have three kids and you want a dog, and you're talking to the person with a Maltese, and that might be a good idea. So actually, talking to the people who breed these dogs gives information, but you also offer entertainment. So when you turn on television and watch some of the programs and you see these dogs dive into water off a dock, or you see dogs go through an agility or obstacle course, do you have that kind of thing right there?
We have all of that, Steve. And that's the really good thing, because it's not just about showing dogs. Not everybody wants to show their dog. This gives you the opportunity to see all the different things dogs do. We have a giant dock diving pool on the floor of McCormick Place on the Lakeside Center. You can watch these dogs jump. It's amazing. Nobody's seen that. It is truly amazing to watch how far these dogs can jump and how much they love it. Then we do demonstrations about all different things. So things that you can do with your pet laying on the couch at home as you're looking at them right now, they can do things like obedience, rally, scent work, up dog. There's so many different activities that you can do with your dogs. And those folks that are showing you on the floor of McCormick Place are also right here in Chicago. They're local businesses. They're the ones that you can go into their studios in Chicago and in the suburbs and learn how to do these things and have fun and bond with your dog. So it's all day, too. It's not like it's a half an hour. These things happen from morning until late in the afternoon, every day, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
And it's a family-friendly event.
That's the other thing, Steve. We're 600,000 square feet, and I know you mentioned the cats before. So we have a giant facility to be able to do this, and we wanted to make it fun for kids. Kids could get bored doing this. They want to have something else to do. So we have a whole kids interactive zone where your kid can pretend they're showing a dog. They can go into the store and get a little fake dog, and they can run around and learn what it's like to be in a ring. They can see that same experience and take home their own blue ribbon to hang on their wall, as well as go through an agility course with their family. They can race their parents through our agility course, as well as a bouncy house, face painting, balloon artist. There are so many things to do for the kids all day long.
So the kids can race against their parents in the agility course?
Uh-huh. And it is hysterical. It is so much fun to see who wins.
Well, you should take bets on that one, because I would bet on the kids in almost every case, I think. All right, so this is...
They do the weave poles a little better, Steve, than the adults do. They weave a little bit faster.
I imagine they do. So this is August 25th through the 27th at McCormick Place. We'll talk in a moment about the Great American Cat Show with Dr. Liz Brown. However, yes, I do have that question for you. You're the guy who's responsible greatly for bringing this show back, so thank you for that. But previously, it was the International Kennel Club of Chicago Dog Show. Dog Show. I'm glad the cats are coming, but do the cats know that dogs are going to be there too?
Well, that was tricky. And so when we thought about this...
I imagine.
So we wanted to make sure. I mean, it's a little bit different experience. A lot of us, I have a cat in my home. You and I talked about that when we were out at DuPage at the cat show. And so I have a cat in my house. I have an exotic short hair. So gets along with some of the dogs, not all of them. But you always have to watch out for that. So the good thing is they're on a different floor. So we have the cat show on a totally separate floor, which makes it kind of fun. But it's one price to get in for the whole thing. So you get to go to the cat show and the dog show, nothing separate. It's one ticket to get into all of the events I've talked about. But we wanted to make sure this first year we kind of kept them a little bit separate just in case.
And the cat show part, we're going to hear about those events in a moment.
Yeah.
You know, I'm trying to think now. I don't think there's ever been a show like this in America where there's a huge cat show with all of these events going on, and a huge dog show with all those events going on, and we only touched on some of them at the same time for one price.
No, and I don't think so. And that's the whole thing, because there are pet lovers all around, and we'll talk next year, Steve, about some of the other things we're looking to bring in, because it needs to be a fun experience. There's no better city in the world than Chicago, and when we decided to bring this back, it was because the city of Chicago needed something like this. New York has Westminster. Philadelphia has the National Dog Show. Chicago is a world-class city. We are going to be able to bring more spectators in than any other show in North America has done. That's going to bring everybody together and have a blast for 3 days.
I hope so. And as you know, I've been to Westminster many times. I will tell you, much more is happening here. Not even including the cats, much more is happening here than any Westminster dog show I've been to. So congratulations. I wish you well, Scott. It sounds great. Give us the website.
It's greatamericandogshow.com, greatamericandogshow.com. You can get your tickets there. You can see the full schedule of all the events, Steve. Everything, when your breeds are being shown, everything that's going on there, all on that website.
Everything you've ever needed to know about the Great American Dog Show. Scott File, thank you so much.